Well, this is just an experiment. But it is the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is Wednesday already. Wednesday. I don't know what date. What is today? I mean, I have no idea. What is today? I think it's the 7th of September. Rapidly approaching the end of the week here. I didn't have a show yesterday. I suppose some of you kind of probably noticed that there was no show yesterday. However, there is a show today, and this is an experiment. I'm actually in Atlanta the rest of this week, all the way until Sunday. So next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there will be a normal show, probably from the worldwide headquarters every day, hopefully, if everything works out the way I'm thinking. Well, the first day, Monday may not be. That's the one day it might not happen. But other than that, not that that's important information for you to know. It's just, I'm telling you, that's kind of like this whole show. It's not important, but I'm just telling you my opinion on the news. That's welcome to the show, folks. If you haven't heard the show before, this is the show where I tell you I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a physician of any kind. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a life coach or a financial counselor. But I'm a guy with a microphone. I got a lot of opinions. I like to share those and hopefully inspire you to pray for our nation that's running down the toilet right now. A lot of good things are happening, though, folks. And I rarely talk about some of the more inspiring things that are actually really, really good happening. Carrie Lake, for one thing, is really doing a smashing job in Arizona, running for governor against her. Is it Katie Hobbs? I think it is, running against her opponent. Really shutting her down. And she is smart, articulate, able to just say the right thing on her toes. Really hits the mark on issues and makes the point, much like a DeSantis. Carrie's definitely presidential material. There's no question about that. She can communicate things well. She understands principles of the Constitution as well as DeSantis. DeSantis is very good at coming back articulately. They terrify the left. And speaking of terrified left, the president, let's talk about this. I've been kind of hammering on the FBI raid thing quite a bit. And by the way, the reason this is an experiment this morning is because I'm actually doing this from my phone. I'm doing the show from my phone. So we'll see how this works out. I'm actually still kind of just moseying around here in the room. I didn't even pull up my computer. It's sitting over there. I'm not even anywhere near it. So I'm going to make this recording from my phone and see how this works out. And then I'm going to put this, I'm going to post it then to my DAW, my digital audio workstation. That's what we, in the biz, we call that, the DAW. Now I'm going to, or some people call it a DAW. DAW. I haven't even had breakfast yet, let alone anything being in my cup. Now I do have plans later on to have some chai, possibly. We'll see how that goes. I do have some tea here with a little bit of V8 Fusion in it, but it's in the refrigerator. I could just walk over there and get it while I'm talking to you, because that's the beauty of this whole phone thing, which is what I'm kind of thinking maybe. In fact, if I can start doing the recording with my little earbuds in, that might be kind of cool to do it from the phone. Now, the nice thing about this is when I finish this, I can then, this actually will automatically, if I'm online, it will actually post directly an update to my computer, so I can just take that file and throw it over there. The question is quality, and I don't know whether the quality is going to be very good or not, and that's what I'm going to kind of work on, so that's what I'm trying to do here. So in the meantime, if this does work, this might change my entire business a little bit, because I actually do voiceover work, and being able to do auditions and actually do the work from my phone through this type of setup might change things drastically. Possibly not. We'll see how it goes. Because I could actually be on, well, it's a long story. And the, I'm not going to get into that. You'll have to take one of my voiceover courses to find out more about the technology that's available today. I can actually plug, I actually have a microphone that I can plug into my phone or my iPad, either one. It actually works pretty well, so I could take it just about anywhere, just much like a computer. But I digress. Let's get more back to this raid thing that's going on. Now, there's a special master that has been approved, I guess, will be committed to this looking over. What's interesting to me is how the DOJ pushed back on this idea of a special master, and I mean they were pushing back hard. They did not want this to happen. Interestingly enough, you have to ask yourself why. Why would they not want a referee? Why would you not want, you know, some kind of some oversight, some accountability? Because that's not what they're about. Well, we're the DOJ. We don't need accountability. This is some scary stuff, folks. What's happening right now, and the pundits on the left are just nuts. They're chomping at the bit to get an indictment of Trump. Now, theoretically, it's within 60 days of an election, and supposedly the DOJ will not bring an indictment of a politician until within that 60 days prior to an election. I don't know who wrote that rule. It's not a law. It's not a, and I can hear right now, I can hear Merrick Garland showing up a month from now and saying, well, this is such an egregious thing, and it's such an emergency, we need to put this man in prison. Because, you know, he's a monster. He's a MAGA. He's an ultra-MAGA guy. He's the head of the MAGA movement. And the MAGA movement, of course, right now, according to our president, is the worst. It's the most existential threat to our nation, to the planet. We could all die because of this guy. Now, think about this a little bit. If you look at what the things that they're saying, the things that they're doing right now, they're calling out, supposedly calling out fascism, and how, you know, Biden came out pretty strong against this whole MAGA crowd. I was hearing on the left, this is what I was hearing on the left from some people, mostly pundits and people who are radical leftists. I think these are the people that are polling, because what happened was he was coming out with this tough talk against the MAGA crowd. And what you were hearing from his followers, the Biden followers, if you want to call them that, he's not leading, so there's nobody following him. He's just a part of the movement, and he's just the mouthpiece that they're, he's the puppet there at the top of the thing. So this last couple of days, what was he doing out making speeches? All of a sudden he's out there making speeches, and the bulk of his speech was trying to destroy the MAGA crowd. That was his mission, going out there. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to split the Republican Party. This is very clear. Well, if you're part of the MAGA crowd, now there's Republicans I can work with, and there's that MAGA crowd. And he makes statements that say that the majority of Republicans aren't MAGA crowd, aren't ultra MAGA, and then he says the majority of Republican Party is MAGA. He's gone back and forth with this statement, and he's not made any sense on it whatsoever. However, he came out very strong. Now, keep in mind, this is not, Biden didn't write the speeches. The stuff that he's saying, Biden didn't write it. Somebody else, you can almost hear someone else, some other pundit in the background saying these things. I have my suspicions. I think I know who it may be, because of just the way the speech is written, the way he delivers it is a little different, but the message is very clear, and you can almost hear the way the speech is written, who it was that probably came up with all this stuff. And very clearly, Biden's just going along with it. Now, it may not be Biden's words, but he's definitely, you know, willing to say them. And at this point, I think he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just up there reading whatever pops up on the teleprompter. That's what he's going to say. That's kind of one of his last abilities in his functional, you know. The one speech he gave was really odd because there was actually a group of people there. Now, the one where he did the thing where he had the Marines in the background and that whole thing, I have yet to see a video of an actual crowd there. Now, there was applause and there were some other things going on, but we don't see any people there. You look at a Trump rally, and it is, you know, a stadium filled with people, and they're nuts. And the reaction is obvious. You'll see him make a statement, and you see him in the frame with people making reactions. This creepy Biden thing, you don't see people having the reactions here. Now, the one group that he spoke for, I don't know, I think it was a union group, it might have been, or apparently, I don't know what it was, the one in Philadelphia. That one apparently had actually a group of people there, and it looks like a couple hundred people. And they were, the reaction there seemed to be a little bit more natural. But you don't know how much audio has been affected by this thing. You just never know. There are audio engineers who can make it sound like, when a show is recorded before a live audience, you get the live audience reaction. Well, they do actually mix in sometimes. They will mix in laughter and or clapping and or response from the audience. They sometimes will do more than one take. And they'll have different responses from different lines or whatever whatever mistakes that were made or whatever they do. This kind of thing happens. Now, they can do this on the fly now. And I guarantee you this administration has some very high-tech stuff going on. They can very easily do this kind of thing. Look at this. Was it CNN or MSNBC? One of the two decided they needed to change the backdrop because it was too creepy with the red, almost Hitler-esque kind of look to it. So they changed the coloring on the background, tried to change it more to be more of a pink color. Well, the problem with that was there was a couple flags in the background, and all of a sudden the flag colors changed as well. And the hue of Biden himself was changed a little bit. They can use a filter, on-screen filter called a mask that they can put over a particular area and only certain regions are changed in the color grading. They can do that, and they possibly did that. I don't know what they did for sure there, but the weird, creepy thing about that is that they noticed, then they realized it was not coming across very well, so they needed to change it. Well, what's interesting is after he came out with all these bold statements about the MAGA crowd and all the MAGA people and everybody that supported Trump and voted for Trump, well, then a couple days later, or a day later, or whenever it was, Karine, the White House spokesperson, came out and was saying, well, he only meant this about the elected officials. He's only talking about elected officials. I think the first day she said he's been very clear. Well, then the next day he's been very clear about this, and it's all about the elected officials. Oh, so the voters aren't the problem. It's the elected officials, the people who voted him in. They're not the problem. It's the elected officials. It's that the MAG. But the ultimate goal here that they're trying to do, what they're trying to do is split the Republican Party. They are trying to define the Republican Party, trying to get moderates and establishment Republicans in there. So they're trying to give reason to distance yourself from these MAGA people, the Trumpies, now we call them the Trumpers, Trumpsters, whatever he's calling them, Trumpies. It's an obvious and very pathetic attempt to split the Republican Party. It's not working very well. Even independents aren't liking this at all. They aren't liking this new rhetoric that's coming out. It's creepy. It's weird. It's unprecedented. Even some pundits on the left now are coming out with statements saying that it's not befitting of the office. And one pundit in particular, I heard a little clip from this one person who said, look at the definition of the word fascism. You'll see all these things that he's talking about. In other words, all the stuff that he's talking about the MAGA crowd. Yes, because what he's saying about the MAGA crowd is absolutely illegitimate. They want to destroy the Constitution. They have no respect for the Constitution, no respect for the rule of law. Who is the crowd? Who is the bunch? And of course, they're all about political violence. Who is the crowd in the last 6 years, or 10 years, for that matter, even 20? You could go back way. I could name a lot of instances here that wants to silence those with a differing opinion, who don't respect the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. They want to dismantle. They hate the Constitution. They want to dismantle it. They will say things like the Constitution is a list of negative liberties. Who's made statements like that? It's people on the left. The crowd that is waving the flag wants to have Supreme Court judges that believe in our constructionist view of the Constitution, the original intent of the Constitution, and the founding principles of the Constitution. Who are the people who believe in that? Certainly not the leftists, the radicalists, the squad. They want to destroy the Constitution. They would like to get rid of our Constitution and develop a new one. They have no intention of having our original documents based on individual rights. And Biden even had the audacity to come out and say, They don't support individual rights. Oh, you mean like vaccine mandates? Like taking our money and giving it to another country? Just forgiving a bunch of people student loan debt? Making us pay for it? Just what are you talking about exactly here? What about, like hiring, basically doubling the size of the IRS? And giving them a huge budget, as well as, you know, the IRS never used to have enforcement powers, believe it or not. They had to use the color of law, and they had to use their own courts in order to enforce their compliance, their quote, voluntary compliance with taxation. But that's not the case anymore. They're just going full in, all in now on this idea that they have armed force ability, enforcement ability. Which brings us to this whole MAGA crowd thing and what they're doing to try to vilify and get public opinion on their side before the election. Of course, now I've told you, as they get more desperate and things aren't working for them, they are going to start pulling out the stops closer and closer to the election. This is the beginning of September. We still have the month of October. In the next 30 days, you're going to see an escalation from where we are right now. You're going to see more and more of the left reacting and becoming much more desperate in their frustration and their attempt to do something. I don't know if it's just going to be more of the same. I don't think it is. I think we're going to see more of the same. We're going to see an intensification of what they're doing. The news media is going to get more and more radical in what they're saying. They're going to continue to bring up political football issues like abortion and voting rights. This whole idea that you have to have an identification, you have to have ID to vote. That's suppression they're oppressing the vote. But that they won't say what it is that they're, because the majority of Americans support. I mean, it's every poll that's ever been taken on this with a cross-section of America. Any poll that you've taken, every ethnic group, every whatever you want to call it, every group that you want to divide people up into, is more than the majority of them believe that voting rights or the voter ID thing is a good idea. There's only a third of the nation at the most who have a problem with it. And even many of those are just undecided. So this is not a mainstream platform to win on. But they have to say it is in voter oppression. They can't say it as any. They can't actually say what they're talking about when they say voter oppression. What that actually is, which is common with them. They'll come up with a phrase that is kind of undefinable, ambiguous, ambidextrous. Yeah, that's ambiguous, and so they don't have any kind of. It just sounds good. Kind of like the inflation. Fighting Act or whatever they did, a bill or whatever they did, which did nothing for inflation. We're going to see more, by the way. The inflation comes in waves, and what's going to end up happening is probably going to have another hike in fuel prices, unfortunately, in October. And, of course, they're going to blame it on something. They have to come up with something. Now, the midterms are in a lot of turmoil right now. There's some interesting things happening with regard to the Senate. I don't know. They could lose the majority in the Senate. The Republicans, I don't believe, will take over a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, nor will they have a veto-proof. See, the Senate can actually pass a bill with a high enough percentage that the president cannot veto it. I doubt that they're going to have that kind of power. Now, if they get the House, which is pretty certain that they will, here's one of the things that really bothers me. In this whole thing with the raid, this whole thing with all the stuff that's going on with regard to the January 6th political prisoners, the raid on Trump's home, and there's all the other issues of just the whole January 6th commission and the looming indictments and what the DOJ is doing to Trump and the way they're vilifying anybody who follows him or who supports him. The concern here is, and of course, Robert DeVeo brought this up. He's a lawyer that I listen to quite often. He brought up the point, and I have to agree too. It's interesting that some people are mentioning this kind of thing. The silence from people like Mitch McConnell is deafening. And it's when you hear people talk, and even Bill Barr has come out recently, the former attorney general, has come out and said, well, there was no need for a special master over this proceeding with Trump. And now we find out today, I didn't realize this before, but the Trump legal team waited 13 days before they said anything about getting a special master. No, they didn't. The day after the raid, they asked for a special master. It was postponed by the court itself, by the process of the whole thing. So it wasn't officially filed for 13 days because of a holdup within the court system, not because the lawyers didn't ask for it, because it was the day after that they asked for that. Now, the special master thing is a roll of the dice, folks. It is not a guarantee that there's going to be some kind of all of a sudden magic person that comes in and gives oversight to this thing that's bipartisan, that's apolitical. You may end up with someone who has an agenda. I don't know who it is that's been appointed over this thing. I think there is a person actually appointed. I'm not sure who it is. That person may actually be favoring one side or the other, because they may have political aspirations to be on the Supreme Court someday, and they need to, you know, kind of be careful well what party they tick off. That's the way this stuff rolls. Now, I hope it's not that way, but we'll see how it is. So it is kind of a roll of the dice. It is an opportunity for them to get a fair look at this whole thing. Now, of course, now they're saying that there's some kind of documents. There was a document that was supposedly, highly classified, highly top secret, whatever it was. Again, the president has the ability to declassify anything he wants to. Supposedly, he pronounced declassification over everything that he took from the White House, all the information that he has. And it was in a secure location. All this requires is that it's in a secure location. Supposedly, these things were looked at and said, yeah, this is a secure location. You just have to put a padlock on that door. And now all of a sudden, those things are they're talking nuclear secrets, nuclear capabilities of another country. He has the nuclear, not our nuclear capabilities, or it's the nuclear capabilities of another country. They kind of make it, the way they put the headlines out there makes it sound like, oh, he's giving nuclear secrets. Now, the question is, well, what could he could have done this with that. He could have done that with that. This is dangerous. It's reckless. He could have done all these things. But the question is, did he do any of those things? He didn't break any laws. This is the Presidential Records Act. Now, of course, the whole argument here is you're going to hear the word obstruction because it sounds like obstruction of justice. Well, he was obstructing. So the NARA, the National Archive Records Administration, wanted to have these documents, and they requested them. Well, he didn't give all of them back or whatever. That's obstruction. Obstruction of what? They just used the word obstruction because it sounds like obstruction of justice, which is a legal issue. But they're using it to make it sound like they're going to indict him on obstruction. They're going to indict the guy because he was obstructing. Obstructing what? That's like an officer coming up to your car, pulling you over for no reason, or saying you have a loose license plate or whatever. Get it? That's I've been pulled over for a loose license plate. Your license plate looks like it's loose. Well, it was fastened. It wasn't quite straight. So they pulled me over for that. Here's why they actually pulled me over. I had a Ron Paul sticker and a bumper sticker on the back of my car. Actually, on my truck window. This is back when, this is a long time ago, 20 years ago, when he was running for president at one point. He was running in the primary. And that's why the officer pulled me over. He never even looked at my license plate when he walked up to the car. Ran my stuff and went back and left me alone. But this is the same kind of thing. Now, if he would have asked to search my vehicle, I would have said I don't consent to any searches. Well, that's obstruction. That's the way this is being treated. They're treating this as if it's that's obstruction of justice. Oh, I didn't know I was obstructing justice. Justice means that someone is actually. That's when you have evidence of a crime, and you're not being cooperative with an investigation. That's obstruction of justice. Now, even in Trump's case, or even in my case, for that matter, if I had a situation where that was the case, if they wanted to search my car and I didn't give them permission to do so, they would consider that obstruction. Now, if they have probable cause, they can go ahead and do that. A lot of times what they'll do is they'll go get some young dog, literally, drug dog that they're trying to train, who does random things all the time. They'll walk him around the car and say, oh, he triggered. Yep, we have a right to search a car now because the dog triggered. This is, of course, hours later after they keep you detained. And you can ask them, am I being detained? And they'll say, yes, you're being detained. For what? Suspicion of what? Now, they play this game all the time. And it's at this point, when they start doing that kind of thing, I have never gotten into an altercation like this with an officer, but at that point, I'm going to say, okay, well, if I'm detained, I want a lawyer. Because what you're doing right now is just, you need to do your job. What you're doing right now is you're trying to press me for something that I'm, of course, then they're going to plant evidence on you. Now, this will be really interesting if this ever happens to me. If they ever try to plant drugs or anything on me, everybody who knows me, I could bring in 1,000 at least character witnesses that would be adequate, you know, that they would say this guy had nothing to do with, go to my home, go any place I've ever been and try to find any kind of trace evidence of any kind of drugs. You're never going to find it. I don't drink or smoke, do anything. I don't do any of that stuff. So they're going to try to find that on me. Good luck with that. Now, I'm sure that they can do it. They've got the technology to make, you know, to make some kind of a ramped up case. But, you know, judgment's on your head if you do that to somebody. And that's what they're doing with this kind of stuff. I pity the fool who goes through this kind of process, and because they're they're some kind of political point. I know that the guy's do it, so we're gonna. I know the guy's guilty, so we're just gonna go ahead and make it slam. We're gonna make it stick. We're gonna plant something on and make it stick because I know he's guilty of something. That's where these guys go. Ultimate power corrupts ultimately, or you know, what do they call it? Whatever Howard said. Anyway, I digress. So that's kind of what's happening here with the whole Trump thing. Is they're calling it obstruction when it's actually just negotiations, and they're having a disagreement on what he needs to give back to them, what he doesn't need to give back to them, and what's classified, what isn't classified. And it really doesn't matter. You want to go back to different administrations, the Obama administration, most recent, or you want to go back to Clinton, or even Bush, or the Bush one, even Reagan, or Carter before that. Presidential documents have never been a real issue. Now, when it did become an issue, it was in 96, I believe it was. And there were some, that's when the Presidential Records Act was actually signed into place. It's not prosecutorial. It's not an enforceable act, as it were. And of course, this was the whole Clinton sock drawer thing. I'll get into that at some point. Not today. So that's what's happening, folks. That's what's going on with this whole raid thing and the special master. Supposedly, the special master will oversee everything and determine whether or not certain documents can be or should be returned, whether or not those documents are important in the investigation, what this whole thing is about. But make no mistake, they are going to try to indict this guy. And it's what we're seeing here is, look at Wikipedia's definition of fascism. I challenge you to actually do that. Look at the first line that they have there about it being a far right political agenda or ideology, and then read everything else. Kind of blank that out, if you will, and read everything else that's involved after that. What defines what they do, and then look at what the left has done in the last 6 to 10 years, and see who falls in the definition better than the other. Is it a far right or far left thing? Who are the people who are trying to censor you? If they were in charge, they'd be calling you misinformation, and we're going to censor you. You're going to take away your voice. Who are the people doing that? What party do they support? Who did they invest in the last election? Who have they censored? Who's a political opponent? I mean, Jim Jordan recently came out and just, he read off a list of things that have been going on in the last 2 years. And it's staggering. He's coming out with both. He should be the guy, and he should be the majority leader in the House, in my opinion. We have a very weak, and that's putting it mildly, minority speaker right now in Kevin McCarthy, and he thinks he's going to be the Speaker of the House here soon. He's pathetic. Mitch McConnell, you're pathetic. You're an establishment hack, obviously. Your silence is deafening in this whole process. Doesn't want to be on the wrong side of it.
Well, you know, we need to make sure that we have adequate money, funding for, we need to have another $40 billion for Ukraine, because the money needs to be funneled back here.
Yeah. Well, I hear my music coming in. I don't actually hear it, but it's going to be coming in because I'm going to be making it happen when I edit this whole thing. And I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening to my rants. We need to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray that we get more leaders like Carrie Lake, Ron DeSantis, Jim Jordan, Gohmert. Some of these, and I think there's another one called, I think a guy named Gohmert, something like that. There's some good people. We got a handful of people on the side of the Constitution, on the side of the law and order that I supposedly disrespect because I voted for Trump. Apparently, that makes me a disrespecter of law and order and Constitution. And I'm a threat to the democracy because I believe in voting rights and fair elections. Not having dead people counted in elections. They're actually pushing back against that, by the way. In Michigan, there were 20 some thousand dead people on the voter registration laws, and the AG they're actually pushed back on it, on getting rid of them before the election. I wonder why. That seems kind of odd. But you wouldn't be concerned about that. But I digress. Again, folks, thanks for listening, subscribing, passing this along, or downloading, whatever it is you do, and commenting. If you have an opportunity to comment, there are some places, I think on the description of the, especially on Podbean, I think there's a place where you can actually send me an email. I need to double check that email and make sure it's still valid, because I don't even know if it still works or not, but to double check on that. Any place that you can comment, please do, and I'll try to respond to that. Meantime, have a good rest of your day and good rest of your week, and I hope to hear you back here real soon. I'll be back here tomorrow morning, possibly a little bit earlier. And once again, thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great day.